Today's reading is in Matthew 21, starting in verse 1. Matthew 21, verse 1. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, Behold, your king is coming, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." Jesus has been telling his disciples that when he goes to Jerusalem, that he's going to be mistreated, he's going to be arrested, he's going to be killed, and then he will rise on the third day. But this has not really sunk in. And in this picture, we have a special honor that is placed upon Jesus by God the Father, being prophesied about by the Spirit through the old scriptures. You have an honor paid to him by his disciples, and you have an honor paid to him by those that are receiving him into the city. But none of them really understand. At the end of our reading, what do they call him when the people are discussing what's going on? They call him a prophet. They don't really understand. So let's go to the beginning. Jesus tells them to go and find this donkey and a colt. And this might seem a little strange to us in our society, because we lock things up, we don't let people just take things. And to some degree, that was the same then. I mean, who wants somebody to come and take their things or take their animals? But they show up and they find this donkey and a colt. The owner says, "What are you doing? What's going on? Why are you taking my stuff? You know, why are you taking my animals?" And their answer is, "The Lord needs them," and that was enough. Now, maybe it's the way it's stated, but it could also be that whoever they are getting this donkey and colt from that owns them is a believer in Jesus. I don't know. But something makes it so that that answer was enough. They didn't need anything more. So they say the Lord needs them, and okay. As far as what we have recorded, this is the first time something like this happens. We've seen them ride in boats, but we've never seen Jesus say, "Go and get me a donkey or something to ride on." As far as we know, they walked everywhere. So this is a special instance. Now, Matthew states this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet. So we know that it was to fulfill scripture, but that doesn't seem like quite enough of a description, because this is a special occasion. This is the Son of God coming into Jerusalem. This is the Son of God coming into Jerusalem to fulfill the plan of God for the salvation of man. And he fulfills this prophecy to a T. There's nothing left out. It's not vague. It's not, well, did he really fulfill it? No, he completely fulfilled this predictive prophecy in detail. It is not a vague prophecy, is it? It is a specific prophecy. And it's a prophecy, by the way, of Zechariah. Now, even though there is this special honor placed on Jesus, and even though this is a special occasion, and more is done on this occasion than other times when he's entered a city, just think about this for a moment. How would a king enter a city? Probably would not be on a donkey. It's probably the lowliest riding animals that you could have, save maybe for riding an oxen or something like that, a really big beast of burden. But it's not a royal animal, and it's not, decked out the way a king would do. A king would have a procession, and they would have, the animal that he's riding on or the cart that they're on would be, decked out and maybe have purple on it and lots of different things. But Jesus just rides this donkey that his disciples have put a cloak over so that he doesn't have to ride it bare. Perhaps it's a sign of his humility and his submission to the will of God, or maybe it's so that he can't be accused of truly being in some sort of insurrectionist the way that they end up accusing him to Pilate. But the crowd notices it. The crowd notices that there's something special going on here, and they say, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." The crowd is excited. They are praising God. They are praising Jesus. They are joyful in this occasion. But again, I don't think they understand. I wonder if the crowd is much like we've been talking about, that they think he's coming to liberate us. He's coming to be our king so that we don't have the Roman government anymore. We're going to be on our own again. I don't know if that's what they're thinking, but that's not what Jesus is coming to do. He's not there to gather an army. He's not there to take, a palace. He's not there to become, their king on earth. He's there to die. Now, if you realize that he's there to die, then you realize it's a little strange for everybody to be joyful on an occasion like this. However, if you see the plan that God has put together for the redemption of man, then you realize that, yes, the death of Jesus was a joyous event, even though it was a terrible, terrible thing for him to have to go through. It is through the death of Jesus that we have forgiveness of sins, fellowship with the Father. Through him, we have the hope that comes by the gospel itself. Jesus came willingly in order to be the propitiation for our sins, the Lamb of God. And he is the one to whom we have given our allegiance. He is the one to whom we said we will serve to the end of our days. We will serve faithfully, and we will do so humbly in submission. Let us fulfill that vow that we have made. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.